To share a meal cooked with fresh, locally grown food, you might not think to visit someone you know at a retirement home, but hundreds of retirement communities around the nation now tout their restaurant-like dining experiences. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging, and she introduces us to a company that pioneered the idea.
Dinner at the Bethlehem Woods Retirement Community is a time for friends to get together.
We're almost like a family, don't you feel?
We are. We sure are.
That's Millie Prendergast and Marge Healy. They've been living at Bethlehem Woods in LaGrange Park, Illinois, for quite a while, and they've noticed the change in the food just this past year. And it's for the better, says her friend Dolores Grock.
Everything is fresh. Soups are made from scratch, and they change the menu so often. I mean, if you were at home cooking, you wouldn't have that many choices.
This evening, you can order tilapia with caper butter, baked ham with raisin sauce, or a heart-healthy frittata, plus a choice of soups, salads, and sides, all created by Chef Eric David Corradetti in the Bethlehem Woods kitchen.
For our main cooler here, you can get a good idea for what we're all about here.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
What you see in the walk-in fridge are shelves upon shelves of fresh vegetables, meat, and dairy products.
So we don't use a ton of frozen product here. You know, that's the versatility of being with Unidyne and their whole fresh approach.
Unidyne is the name of the company that employs Chef Corradetti and runs the dining service at Bethlehem Woods and about 120 other senior living facilities around the country. On the door of the kitchen, in all the kitchens they run, is the company's fresh food pledge. It says that all salad dressing, sauces, and stocks will be made fresh, food will be locally sourced, they'll only use eggs from cage-free chickens, meats without hormones or antibiotics, and so on. This approach was what Unidyne founder Richard Schenkel calls his epiphany when he started the company 14 years ago.
There were two different reasons we did it. Number one, we thought it would be more cost-effective. And number two, if you really think about fresh, fresh is healthy and wellness.
And it tastes better.
Who buys processed turkey to eat on Thanksgiving? None of us.
Schenkel got his start in the food business as a kid working in his dad's diner in Newark, New Jersey. He got his start working with older adults from a part-time high school job in a nursing home.
I really liked the residents. It was like being around your grandmother all the time.
Unidyne serves the whole spectrum of facilities for older adults, both independent and assisted living, as well as nursing homes. So they come up with recipes to make sure that older adults get proper nutrition no matter what their challenges are.
And then we have some vanilla yogurt, raspberries, peaches.
Unidyne's test kitchen in their Boston headquarters, Chef Spencer Mundy whips up recipes for people who have difficulty eating enough to keep their weight up. It turns out that you can sneak a lot of extra protein and calories into a simple fruit smoothie if you add tofu, yogurt, or coconut milk.
And then we'll go ahead and turn that on high.
The smoothies are designed to be a fresh and tastier alternative to the canned supplement drinks you see advertised on TV.
Not too bad, right? No added sugar.
Mundy and Unidyne dietitian Jenny Overly also work on coming up with recipes designed for people with dementia or Parkinson's.
For really anyone that's having issues using utensils, we still want them to be able to enjoy eating and dining and not have to be fed by someone else and still have that dignity piece that they're independent.
Unidyne's solution is bite-sized hand food, sort of like having hors d'oeuvres three meals a day. Mundy can get an entire breakfast into one of these things. He starts by putting shredded potatoes into a mini muffin pan.
And then you would put your eggs, bacon, ham in there, a little bit of cheese, and then you'd bake that off. And then it's just a bite-sized all-in-one breakfast.
This kind of service is not just for the well-to-do retiree. Dina Wilson, head of housing for the company that owns Bethlehem Woods and 28 other senior living facilities, says her food costs have not gone up since she hired Unidyne.
It is less expensive to buy food and prepare it than to buy it already prepared and warm it up.
For some residents of Bethlehem Woods, this approach to food is what they've always known. For others, the menu is an adventure. Kathleen Lynch says she's not used to food with sauces.
But I'm getting used to them. I had lasagna yesterday, right? For the first time, it was delicious.
No doubt because it was made with fresh ingredients and cooked from scratch. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.